This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
So you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Jesse Colin Young, American singer, leader, and singer for the Youngbloods, passed away on Sunday at the age of... Let's see, I have to... Now, can I do math here? He was born in 1941, so that's 60 years, plus 25.
Okay, so it's going to be like 83, maybe? 83, 84?
84.
84.
84, good job. Thanks, Kim.
I'm just watching.
What, you're watching us do math?
While you guys are calculating.
He sang on Get Together that you just heard, and also...
Great song.
He did, he wrote the Kesha classic Gray Day. Sunlight was covered by Three Dog Night, and Darkness, Darkness, a Robert Plant song from 2002, which was nominated for a Grammy. So he passed away at the age of, what did we figure?
84.
Yep.
And a lot of these songs I've probably heard of, but I would never
be able to. Did you
know that
one?
No, well, no, but...
You only heard a little
bit. I only heard a little bit of
it,
yeah.
That's the big part.
I knew the one he played, that Carl played.
I could have played Don't Stop Believin' because the Houston rodeo concert goers faced a shocking spectacle at a Journey show Friday night during a performance of Don't Stop Believin' at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo at NRG Stadium. The stage went dark. The crowd kept singing, thinking it was part of a bit, but no, there was a fire going on, and they had to cancel the show.
They had to evacuate everyone?
Yeah. So they thought, oh, well, we're just going to keep singing Don't Stop Believin'. And the band is gone, and they're like, what's going on? Everyone, you have to leave. There's an electrical fire.
How bad was it?
Enough to get the guys off the stage.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, you're at a show, and...
I'm sure that stuff happens all the time at concerts, though, where there's some sort of a technical issue and people just think it's part of the show and they just, the band rolls with it because people don't think twice about it because they're just so happy to be there.
If you liked Conan O'Brien hosting the Academy Awards, he has signed on to host next year's Oscars too because they had their highest rating in 5 years.
Do you watch those shows, Heidi?
Absolutely not. I used to watch them on mute just to see what they were wearing. I can't even do that anymore.
Well, now you just have to watch the red carpet or whatever where they ask them, who are you wearing? No one cares.
I just click. Yeah. I just click later. Click through the
I see, yeah, the best dress and the worst dress. Wouldn't that be terrible if that was how you were rated as, oh, Kim wore this dress and looked absolutely terrible. Looked like she gained 15 pounds.
Fantastic, Kim. Major League Baseball season starts in St. Louis next Thursday, but Major League Baseball season has already started in Japan right now. The Dodgers are leading the Cubs 3-1 at the top of the seventh.
Oh, so it's going on right now.
Right now. Channel 2 doesn't have any like news going on. They've got the baseball game.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it's Japan.
That's exciting.
And wasn't it because they have two Japanese
Ohtani.
Oh, it's Ohtani. That's right. The guy who made...
Tickets were going for $2,000 a piece.
What was his contract? $700 million?
He's doing okay.
Lots of money.
Tracy Morgan was at the Knicks game last night and had to be taken away in a wheelchair. During the game's broadcast, announcer said... There's a delay in the game to clean up after a fan who apparently lost the contents of their stomach courtside. So,
okay.
Hey, I didn't say it. They did.
So he's sick, I guess.
Yeah, and then they wheeled him out. Also, a jury has ordered Starbucks to pay $50 million to an L.A. man after his genitals were severely burned after spilling tea in his lap. Ugh. Kim sent me this. Thanks, Kim.
You're welcome.
Can you imagine being in the jury and having to see those pictures?
Third-degree burns.
They probably did show up close shots.
Permanent injury to down there.
Jurors had to see that.
Nerve damage. I mean, that is serious. Sometimes those lawsuits are stupid, but I would probably agree with that one.
I have nothing to add to that. Nothing whatsoever. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox.
Get more at 971talk.com.